Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were talking about sins that the world does not want to be named as sin. Well, you better listen to this today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The world doesn't want me to tell you these things. The world doesn't want us to name these things as sin that I've just read from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 10. But they preached them in Corinth. The Corinth would be about on the level of, you think of a Las Vegas today, and many repented. Now again, I hear from many Calvinists and church religious people that I should not name sins such as these. But guess what? We also preach Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. They can be saved, saved from sin's penalty, saved from sin's power over them in their lives now. They can be saved from those sins. So don't give up hope on a wayward child. Don't give up hope on a wayward friend. You keep before them in prayer and let your life be a witness to them as well as the words of your mouth from the Word of God. The world is trying to silence the Bible preaching. They want to arrest those who preach against the sin of sodomy, the sodomites, the preach against the sin of the LGBTQ, and whatever else is in that alphabet. I wonder why they don't put S in there for straight. That's interesting. Of drinking, of immorality. They think it's too preaching, too negative to be preaching against those things of social drinking, especially. Why? Because they like to social drink. They call themselves Christians. But as godless education in this country today, they love darkness rather than light. As John 3:19 says, have you ever sat down and just thought about that? John chapter 3. I mean, everybody likes to quote John 3:16. Oh, and it is a wonderful verse. We love it. We love it. Yeah, we love John 3:16, don't we? But just remember this. John 3:16 is true, and I've quoted that, and I've used it many times. I mean, I've used John 3:16 many times, but it doesn't stop there. You go on from there, and you read in John chapter 3, verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name, in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Okay, now we say, well, yeah, that's true. What they have problems with are the next two, verse 19 and 20, because this is really looking at repentance. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. They love their sin. They don't want to repent. They don't want to come turn to Christ. They don't want to be cleansed of their sin. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But I like verse 21 of John chapter 3. I really like that verse. He says, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest there, wrought in God. In other words, he sees Jesus died for him, was buried and rose from the dead, and believing that, he comes to him. That's why we read in Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. You know, there are a lot of people out there that try to tell you that there are many roads to heaven. There's other ones that think only certain people are predestined to go to heaven. But when Christ says whosoever will, I don't believe he's lying. And by the way, that's Jesus speaking in Revelation 22:17. And if God says whosoever will, and he says it many times in the Bible, how many times do you have to say whosoever will for it to be true? Have you ever thought of that? How many times does God have to say whosoever will for whosoever will to be true? I always wondered about that, and I think that people miss out on what God is trying to say to them because they simply do not accept it. Whosoever will, oh, they may come. That's what the Bible teaches. They can be saved. So, we see the flaming torches of chariots and the fir trees shaken. In that day, nothing they could do would penetrate the gates and walls of Nineveh. But God sent a flood. The waters brought down the walls and the gates. Then the chariots entered in the fire with fiery torches and arrows, and they burned down the rest of the city. The flood weakened the tree. There was no help for Nineveh. And there is no help for the man who dies without Jesus Christ. They passed up their warnings over the years. And as a result of that, when they were defeated and destroyed, nobody found a trace of Nineveh for over 2,700 years. Think of that. It wasn't until the 1800s. And that will happen to many, according to Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Oh, my friend, are you prepared to meet God? Do you love the darkness of this world, or do you want to be delivered unto eternal life? You see, you're either under the scarlet red power of the blood of Jesus Christ, or you are under the scarlet sin whose wages are death. Without Jesus Christ, that's your wage, that's your destiny. My friend, God loves you. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And yes, that does include us all. Romans 3:10 says there's none righteous, no, not one. We can't save ourselves. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved. My friend, one of the great things in this republic in which we live is to remember Passover, for example, commemorates freedom. And enslaved people are set free. They were told to place blood on the doorpost. They had to take God at his word and respond. And they would be freed from the enslavement of Egypt, which is a type of the world. Well, my friend, the blood of Jesus Christ applied to the mercy seat of heaven and on the doorpost of your heart also frees us from the enslavement to sin and the world. As Egypt tried to chase the Israelites with their armies, intending to kill these people, Egypt chased them. They were going to kill them. God saved them from the penalty that Egypt was going to inflict. Our Lord and Savior has not only saved us from the empowerment of sin in our lives, but from its eternal penalty. For the wages of sin is death. But, I like that. But the gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, my friend, do you have that? Do you have it? Is Jesus your Lord? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, he says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption. We're bought back from the devil, bought back from sin's wages, bought back from everything that sin condemned us to, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, speaking of Jesus Christ. My friend, Christ died for you. He died for me. And so Romans 5:8 says, God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. Why? Just like we are, because he wanted to cleanse us by his blood. He wanted to make us righteous in his sight. And that's why in Revelation chapter 1, we see that he has made us kings and priests. And so often that's what we look at. Hey, I'm a king. I'm a priest. But don't miss, please don't miss this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's what he's done for us. And that's what he'll do for you. In Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. He is Lord. He is deity. Jesus, his humanity. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus, the one who died on the cross for your sin. And you believe that he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. The Lord Jesus. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, for he bodily rose from the dead. He says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not your own righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, that it will save you, that it will deliver you. And with his mouth confession is made into salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, whosoever met you, I could put my name there, you can put your name there. Will you receive him with the idea of you're ready for him to cleanse you of your sin, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and to give him your heart today? If you will, he'll save you. I'm going to form a prayer. Of course, a prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you'd like to ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior today, would you pray this prayer right now, right where you are? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for all my sin, shedding his blood for me. He died for me. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We'd like to hear from you. And if you don't have a church home, let us know where you live, and we'll see if we can find a church that will be a good church for you to attend and go to. Just write us. We want to hear from you. Our announcer will give you both our physical address and our web address. You can email us through the web. We want to know, and we want to be a blessing and a help to you. Well, join us the next time as we go on into Nahum chapter 2 and verse 4. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.